From Washington, this is VOA News. Unrest in France in reaction to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. In response to the crashed Malaysian airliner, a Ukraine official calls for more pressure on Russia. I'm Vincent Bruce reporting from Washington. Israeli soldiers Saturday said they repelled a cross-border tunnel raid and uncovered more than a dozen tunnels into Israel. Meanwhile, Palestinian medics say more Israeli airstrikes and shelling have killed 25 more Palestinians. Israel's ground operation in the Gaza Strip now nears the end of its third day. As the ground offensive continued in Gaza, thousands of pro-Palestinian protesters marched against the violence in cities across France, that is, defying a government ban on the demonstrations. From Paris, Lisa Bryant reports for VOA that the rallies cap a week of protests across Europe against the violence in Gaza.
Saturday's rally in Paris turned violent as riot police clashed with demonstrators and lobbed tear gas. Authorities had banned protests in many French cities because of the violence last week at a similar protest in Paris, which included attacks on a pair of synagogues. France is Europe's largest Jewish and Muslim populations, and there are ongoing fears that violence in the Middle East will play out on French streets. French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius is holding talks in the region to try to end the fighting. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Meanwhile, United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is traveling to the Middle East to help mediate the conflict between Israel and Hamas. Hamas has proposed a multi-year truce that includes demands such as lifting the long-standing Israeli blockade on the Gaza Strip, opening air, sea, and land entries into Gaza. Israel has been pushing for an Egyptian-brokered ceasefire that calls for a cessation of hostilities in exchange for the increased movement of people and goods between Gaza and Israel. British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond says international investigators are not getting enough support from Russia to access the wreckage site of the Malaysia Airlines plane shot down over eastern Ukraine. At a news conference late Saturday, Ukraine's Foreign Minister Pavlo Klimkin said additional pressure has to be put on Russia.
What we need now is clear international pressure, also on Russia, because Russia has influence on these terrorists, to provide clear and unhindered access to the place of crash.
Russia has denied involvement in shooting down the plane. Italian rescuers say at least 19 people have died trying to reach Italy on an overcrowded migrant boat. Officials said Saturday the migrants apparently died from toxic engine fumes while crammed together in the hold of the boat, which was carrying hundreds of people. More details on these stories at voanews.com. Kenya's Red Cross said gunmen opened fire on a bus Friday, killing at least 7 people. The aid group says the attack happened near Witu, a town in Lamu County. Syrian activists say government forces have launched a counterattack to recapture a gas field seized by Islamic extremists as the death toll from 3 days of fighting rose to 310. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the fighting in the Shi'ar gas field in the central province of Homs is among the deadliest between government forces and the group calling itself the Islamic State since the Syrian uprising began more than 3 years ago. U.S. President Barack Obama says business leaders worldwide, for the first time in over a decade, have declared America instead of China as the best place to invest.
Our businesses and workers are leading again. In fact, for the first time in over a decade, business leaders worldwide have declared that China is no longer the world's best place to invest. America is.
The U.S. leader said in his weekly address Saturday, the recovery is due to Americans' resilience, resolve, and hard work. In the Republican address, Representative Steve Scalise of the southern state of Louisiana says Mr. Obama should encourage Senate Democrats to pass House-approved bills to put Americans back to work. A series of bombings rocked Baghdad on Saturday, killing at least 26 people in one of the worst series of violence in the capital since Islamist insurgents captured the city of Mosul last month. The single deadliest incident on Saturday took place near a police checkpoint in the mainly Shiite Muslim Abu Dishir district in southern Baghdad. Investigators there say a suicide car bombing at the checkpoint killed at least 7 people. More at voanews.com. I'm Vincent Bruce in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.